Jim Ryan is joining us now from Dallas, Texas. Or, Jim, we saw maybe the costliest Senate race, certainly one of the most costly in recent memory, with Ted Cruz, all playing into the House and the Senate and where the balance of power in Washington will be.
Well, yes, we can't really call the House races yet. Many are still too close to call. But in terms of the Senate, Republicans did take control of the Senate after being in the minority for the last 4 years. And yes, the race here in Texas pitting incumbent Ted Cruz against Democratic challenger Colin Allred was the most expensive in the whole country. $165 million spent on this race. The majority, most of it, about $100 million, spent by Colin Allred. He spoke to his supporters early this morning after the results were in. He said that he still felt that it was money well spent and that he hopes his supporters will continue their activism. For his part, Senator Ted Cruz said he saw this as a call for him to take more action, especially on immigration, one of the points of his whole campaign.
Jim, you know, flipping the Senate for the Republicans, but by how many seats?
Well, we're going to find that out as well. It's 51-49 was the majority that the Democrats were holding before. But it looks like it may be a 4 or 5 seat majority that the Republicans walk away with once the final votes are counted, Susan.
Well, we know at least one race just called about 30 minutes ago, and that is the race for the White House. I'm wondering where you were, what it kind of sounded like, what it looked like last night as these results were coming in and it became more and more clear that Donald Trump was going back to the White House.
Yeah, I think it was surprising. I mean, you see the early vote returns, and very often these are strictly the absentee ballots, the ones that were mailed in, the ones that people cast very early on in the process. And you saw this kind of a blue wave in the beginning, but yes, that's gradually faded away throughout the evening. And so races like the one here in Texas between Colin Allred and Ted Cruz, and nationally between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, you saw everything shifting, and it pretty much stayed that way for the rest of the evening.
Yeah. It did. I think it surprised a lot of people that it's not lingering. It's not a giant cliffhanger that it is over.
Right.
Jim, thank you. Appreciate it. Jim Ryan joining us this morning from the state of Texas.